Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the Rouses, 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Mike Haas and Mike D'Attilia here till 6 o'clock tonight. And for those that are wondering, and I love this weekend, it is my cause, my cleats weekend, because I can find players all over the field because of their shoes. And it's a big thing for me. I know no one else cares, but I care deeply. Because one player, John Ridgeway, for the Saints, will be wearing scrim shoes to benefit Zeus Rescue, trying to eradicate pet homelessness and euthanasia. They pull animals from the Hikill Metro shelters. It's not an intake shelter, but John Ridgeway will have scrim shoes. And now, what does that have to do with anything? Mike, introduce our next guest.
So many years on Channel 6 on WDSU, and I told her she's the last of the Mohicans female-wise, but she gave so much comfort to so many people when we got hit. Three different storms in 4 years, Margaret Orr. So I just finished telling her that story. So many people tell me, oh, I miss Margaret so much. I don't even recognize the people there on WDSU. We miss her every week, so we miss you.
I miss all of you, but I gotta say, those shoes are amazing. Yeah. Have you seen them?
Yes, I saw a picture of them. I haven't seen them in person.
Yes, I haven't seen, but the scrim is on the side. And have you met scrim?
I have not.
Scrim is pretty adorable, a Heinz 57. So, you know, he was really nervous for a long time. And wherever Michelle would go, he would just shake. Keith Sparra interviewed us not too long ago. Michelle Cherami was there, the owner of Zeus's Rescue, and the mama to Scrim, along with Scooby. Scooby is, of course, a brother of another mother to Scrim, and kind of Scrim's therapy dog. So Scrim got up in Michelle's lap and just chilled and was happy as could be. And I'm told, no, there's no way he could escape. He had on two leashes. He had on an AirPod. He had on something else so that he could never, ever, ever get away. But Scrim doesn't want to. He's happy.
Well, Scrim is a book now.
Yeah, you're right.
Written by Margaret Orr, illustrated by Matt Reinhard, and on the back flap, the whatever you call it, it would be a forward, but it's on the back.
Okay? Yeah, it says
still a forward. It's Mrs. Benson.
Gail Benson.
Gail Benson.
Yes.
I just don't know what that is called when it's on the back of the book.
Well,
it's a backward. It's not a forward.
It's not a forward.
Yeah,
so,
you're right, Mike.
So I got
this
it.
Is
I got it.
A book about this most infamous dog that kept getting away. Where did the origin come for you?
So this is how it happened. I was at a Barkus pre-party, and of course, Barkus, the crew of Barkus, the big dog parade since 1992. It's amazing. So I was at this pre-party, and along comes Michelle. And Michelle had just rescued Scrim. And she said, you want to meet Scrim? And I said, duh. And Matt Reinhard was there, and she said, you want to meet Scrim? And of course, he said, of course. So we walked two blocks away, and Michelle said, you see that hole up there in the screen? And I went, yeah, that's what he went through. And then he made that great leap off of the balcony, 13 and a half feet to the ground below, and scored a perfect 10. And I asked the obvious question that I don't think anybody had asked. Why did he jump? Why did he jump? It's in the book. He told me.
There's Deuce. There's a picture of Deuce.
Deuce is there. Bobby Hebert. Gail Benson.
Archie.
The Whistler.
Bobby must
Archie.
Be eating on there.
Yeah.
When you say, Michelle, rescued Scrimm.
Yes.
Which time?
Well,
I mean,
so
come on.
The final
you just can't
time.
Say.
He was sighted everywhere. So, you know, he was at Audubon Zoo, sound asleep by the riverbanks, and then he awoke. Look, you're on that page now.
Yes.
To a whoosh and a kaboom. It was New Year's Eve, and fireworks are scary. And so this is my favorite line. I ran and ran all the way to Harahan, and he did. He was sighted at the Home Depot in Harahan, and he hid in the pots.
He's following me because I'm at the Home Depot at Harahan every day.
Oh, well, I'm at the Home Depot
me.
And the Lowe's. And the, yeah,
I could work
right.
there. I know I could work there. That's
yeah.
amazing.
But this is a book about a dog who was lost, who was going to be put up to be euthanized. Michelle rescued him, and he was running around the town, didn't have a home, had to search for food and water every day. And some people were saying, well, let him be free. Dogs like this need love. They need regular food. They need clean food. They need to have their shots. We don't want them to, you know, have heartworms. And the poor dog was shot, you know. So now he's in a loving environment. He goes to Zeus's rescue every day. Oh my gosh, here he is with Scrimm.
Scrimm and Scrimm.
I know. Here's
Marta's
a picture.
Marta's showing us the pictures.
Oh, is he so cute?
Radio.
Robin Barnes here with the crew of Barkas, and she just showed me a picture. And you can see Scrimm 504 on Instagram and all of that. But now he's happy. There is graffiti.
I jumped to the end to see how it ends.
Oh, well, wait. Wait. You have to look at each page because on each page there is graffiti that says Scrimm was here. There is also Slim the Squirrel, who was on each page, and he really did. Mike went to the last page.
I did.
Like, what?
That's what, you know.
Yeah, I mean, come
I wanted
on.
To see what happens.
That's the way he reads a book.
To see what happens.
You don't go from front to back.
I have a friend who does that, too. And I no, that ruins it.
Well,
but wait, go back to
I've
the
read.
Superdome.
This is the first,
go back
book
to
first book I've read in 20 years.
Wait, do you see the graffiti?
Yes.
Where is it?
That's the
Taylor Swift bracelet.
Abby Jones, our director of sales and marketing, uh-huh. who won an award last night from the Downtown Development
Woo-hoo!
District that I was at. She got the award. She's the most creative thinker. Then we went to a bar in the Marity called Pep's Pub.
Uh-huh.
And I only went there because it says, dogs welcome, people tolerable.
So, you know, yeah.
And there were a lot of dogs there.
Of course there were.
Yeah, Abby's a genius.
People
hard,
love to take their dogs out.
And it's hard to break
yeah.
them of that habit, too.
Yeah.
Of running. I live like Bobby always says, Mike, you live in Wild Kingdom. I mean, I got all kind of animals. I still live yeah. on the bayou. Now, I've seen cats that'll do that. They'll take off and they'll leave 4, 5, 6 days a week and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's unusual for a dog, but once he gets started doing that, it's hard to, because something yeah. triggers in his brain,
yeah.
no matter how happy he is, I'm going to do it again. But he won't
afraid.
Go that. But
he was afraid.
I think he was afraid of kind of hit outside. What he was hearing or seeing
yeah.
was totally different from where he was at. And then it triggers, okay, how do I get back?
Maybe.
How do I get back? Because when I was young, we had a dog. He was a fence jumper, no matter what. You know, it got to the point my dad would tie, he didn't want to kind of put the chain on him.
Right.
But it got to the point where he figured out how to get himself from the chain, and he would jump the fence just to walk sort of the neighborhood.
Right.
And then come back. But once they started,
yeah.
it's yep. hard to stop them. And you're talking about jumping from where he jumped at?
Oh,
from
13 and a half feet.
A cat? That's one thing. The dog to do, and he ain't the biggest dog in the world, to land and not mess up something, he was fortunate.
Let me tell you, when I held that dog, He was all muscle. And it's from running and running. I mean, he did so much running. It was crazy.
And so you're here signing
books
until 6 o'clock tonight.
So with Matt Renard.
Yep. Very cool.
So, and all of my royalties go to the crew of Barkas, to Animal Rescue.
That's awesome.
Well done. Well done.
Oh, wait.
Is it going to rain this weekend?
Slight chance. You know, we've got this weak cold front that's coming through Saturday night.
I knew it.
A little bit cooler on Sunday. Not much. Mid-70s. Then we warm up again. We pick up that onshore flow. And then another cold front is going to be pushing through, and it's turning colder. And right now it's looking nice for Thanksgiving.
Charlie, you got that taped?
We got
the weather report here for the weekend.
You can take the woman out of the weather, but you can't take the weather out of the woman.
That's
Margaret. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Great to see you.
Awesome.
Got to take a break. Fans in the Pro here at Rouse's 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Back after this here on WWL.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. It is Fans in the Pro, Mike and Mike. Mike Haas, Mike Dettillier with you until 6 o'clock tonight here at the Rouse's 2900 Veterans Boulevard. And it is Atlanta weekend. Atlanta Hawks and the Pelicans tomorrow. But Sunday, it is the Falcons and the Saints. Not where either team wants to be. 3-7, 2-8. Atlanta, a 5-game losing skid. And when you think back as we bring on to the show, it's just, Mike, you take it. I don't want to mess it up.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, been covering the Falcons for a long time. D. We both in the same boat at this stage of the game, covering teams in the area. Great to have you on again. And what a wild ride this year has been for the Falcons, and that high expectations for this team before the season started. That maybe, just maybe, they could catch the Buccaneers. That ain't going to happen. I can see it in them. That Berlin trip to me looked like maybe the final straw.
Yeah, no question about it, Mike and Micah. Thanks for having me tonight. That was, they had the lead late, lost it to the Colts, gave up 244 yards, and they fought with the Panthers the next week, but same thing, got the lead late and gave it up. That's just a sign of a team that's not ready to play winning football yet.
The crazy thing is, okay, the Saints had played the Panthers. Bryce, he couldn't buy yardage to throw. I mean, he was all over the board against the Saints. And then he throws for 444 yards. You stop the run. That was the good part about it. But Young had an absolutely terrific game against the Falcons.
Yeah, no doubt. Once he figured out they were down to their fourth and fifth cornerbacks, he went and attacked those guys. He went after Natron Means with the rookie and was able to go after Natron Brooks, backup corner, and they were able to get some stuff working and career high 448 for Bryce Young, no question about it.
Man, tell us a little bit about the two rooks. because, you know, there was a lot of hype coming in about James Pierce. Not about his talent. Man, I watched him enough at Tennessee. Man, he could play. Now, he didn't pass the Dale Carnegie test for some teams, and he didn't get along with some guys at University of Tennessee. But, man, having watched him, I think he's pieced together a really good rookie year along with Xavier Watts at safety, and then certainly Jalen Walker, the first-round pick cornerback from Georgia.
Yeah, no doubt. They paired those two guys together, and we're hoping they could help with the pass rush. It was strange to me that the Falcons made a big deal of it, that they went and talked to James' mother, basically saying, hey, James, you know, don't embarrass us. and so he's been a good citizen here, good rookie class, you know, we're bonding together with him and Jalen Walker, and it's showing on the football field. Same with Xavier Watts. He doesn't say much, but he knows what to do, and I believe he's got 3 interceptions on the season.
Man, he's really, really played well. Has it been feast or famine, D? Because when you look at it, they one of the top teams in rushing the quarterback. They do a fantastic job getting after him. But then they give up a huge play also, too. And that if you live by the sword, you die by it, too, in this league. And that's been an Achilles heel for them defensively. And teams have been able to run against them. And I think in the start of the season, I remember us talking about it, you felt that was a major concern back then, and it still is today.
Yeah, and what's happening is, you know, they're coming out, they're fighting, but they're wearing down because the offense isn't helping them much. I mean, they were 0-for-8 on third downs in Berlin. And then in that 4 games before, the 3 before, it was 8-for-40. It was like 20%. So your defense is out there a lot. You're going to get wore down. That's certainly what happened with Jonathan Taylor getting the 244. But then, you know, they had coverage issues the next week. So, you know, good teams, those areas don't just keep popping up all over the place. You know, once you get one fire out, something else pops up. So that means your talent level's not up to all the way NFL standard. Your depth's not there.
We always talk about Bijan Robinson, and he's an upper-level player. In the first 5 games, he looked like he was the best running back in the NFL, other than Jonathan Taylor. And it's not been as well the final few weeks that we've seen play. But one guy has been a pain in the butt to the Saints, and that's Tyler Allgeier. I did the numbers. In the 5 games he's played against the Saints, he's had 52 carries for 346 yards. That means an average of 6.7 yards a carry against the Saints. So, man, listen, I ain't reinventing the wheel here. Bijan and Tyler Allgeier have to be the keys for Atlanta to beat the Saints.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Mike, especially given that Drake London will be out and your top target is Kyle Pitts now because Darnell Mooney hasn't done much. But, yeah, you certainly want to run the ball. You got Kirk Cousins back. He hasn't started in a couple weeks. And, you know, he wants to, you know, play action and play some under center and throw off of the run. So, yeah, a heavy dose of Bijan and Allgeier would certainly be in order for the Atlanta Falcons.
And beyond Pitts, which is probably, I mean, because it goes, London was your top receiver, Pitts was your second, Robinson your third. Is it Darnell Mooney? Does he get, you know, obviously somebody's got to step up in that wide receiver group, or is it just going to be kind of Pitts and Bijan Robinson? Because Bijan's caught 47 passes as well, so it's not like he's just doing it, you know, running the football, but, man, between them, they've got a ton of touchdowns.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, the Falcons are hoping that Mooney and Cousins can have a good connection. They were good working together last year. He had 67 catches for 992 and 5 touchdowns with Kirk throwing to him mostly. He hadn't made the adjustment to Penix. He's dropping a lot of balls. You know, he throws a harder ball. And he was battling some injuries. So, you know, Mooney's a candidate. But, yeah, as far as how it's going this year, definitely Bijan has got his own plays in the passing game, and he's a check down guy. So he's getting a lot of action from Penix.
Kirk Cousins, and for some people a certain age, they won't understand this reference, but he looks like he's playing in a telephone booth most of the time, okay? He ain't going a lot east-west. He's stuck right there in the middle. He hasn't been the same from a movement standpoint since the Achilles injury. And I would think for the Saints, the thing would be to try to stack things up inside, take away his launch pad, and get him moving. Because if he, you know, if you let him throw the football now, I think he can still be effective. The thing about it is, not everybody's going to let him throw off that launch pad. They're going to try to get him off of there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, like I said, when he can read it at least, he'll know what's coming. And he'll know where his hot routes are. So that's the one thing about the Cagey veteran, if you do decide to do it, you know, with more than four people. But, yeah, you mostly want to win with four. You got, you know, I guess Granderson's got a lot of sacks, and Cam Jordan seems to always enjoy playing against the Falcons. So, yeah, certainly they'll definitely try to light up that pocket there for Kirk Cousins.
And got to believe the same thing, you know, if you were in defensive, you know, the Falcons defensive coordinator's room, you know, they I think they blitz something like 44% of the time anyway, but coming at Tyler Shuck, and, you know, this is his first start in the Superdome, coming off that big win at Carolina and had the bye week to kind of get ready. But, man, I just got to believe. And you guys are kind of banged up defensively. Zach Harrison's out. Josh Woods out. Billy Bowman out. And still probably, I would think, Leonard Floyd out, though I think you are going to get Divine Diablo to the active roster. But, I mean, it's no surprise. It's just a question of how well the Saints do in picking up the Atlanta blitz that we know is coming.
Oh, yeah, third down for sure. But we brought that up to the D.C. here, Jeff Ulbrich, about a young quarterback. He said, well, his greatest friend to the young quarterback is the run game. So they expected the Saints to try to power the ball down their throats first. And then, you know, if they don't, then they'll have some pass rush opportunities against Tyler. But, you know, the way they played the run this year, that makes sense to be worried about defending Kamara on the run, you know, who everybody knows around here. So, but yeah, there'll be certainly some blitzes and some looks for Tyler when he drops back the pass, and especially on third down.
T, how much more patience will Arthur Blank have with this regime? Because he got a lot more patience than I do, because I think it's about done. If he'd have made a decision to get, he would have done it by now. Your thoughts on where this franchise goes next? Because I think they had built up to this year where they felt they could make a run. That's why you make that trade for James Pierce. Just hasn't worked.
Yeah, and you know, they got 6-7 games left. You know, they gotta go 6-1 to stop the streak of 7 straight losing seasons. You know, that top franchise record if they have 8 straight losing seasons, which looks like that's coming. But yeah, the owners gotta you know, look at it like, hey, is it time to do a full reboot, or have you seen enough to continue on with this group as it's currently constituted? He might think he can keep the coach and start with a new GM, or he might think he can't keep flopping out the coach and quarterbacks. You know, they made some mistakes. They didn't work out. Like they didn't get Deshaun Watson, which, you know, they might, you know, that might be okay, but that's who they wanted after Matt Ryan, and they botched the whole transition away from Matt Ryan and or down at the bottom of the league now because of some of those decisions. So the owner's going to definitely take a look at that.
I'm curious as to, from an Atlanta standpoint, you know, Saints ain't doing well, 2-8 and 3-7. It's a big rivalry game. But you have to almost look down the road a little bit for the Falcons. You guys still got to go play the Rams.
Yep.
You know, the team that you made the trade with for Pierce, you got to play those guys. And it's like at some point, you're not even – you can't tank. All you're doing is giving the Rams a better pick.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because you thought you were going to playoffs and thought that was going to be a later on pick. But, you know, they got the Rams, Seattle, and the Bucks. You know, those are the three tough games, that, you know, quote-unquote tough games, you know. And then the Saints twice, the Jets, and I don't remember the other one right now. I mean, 3-4, you know, that's a possibility. That's not going to do you much. You're going to be 6-10 at that point, 6-11. So, yeah, it's a bleak season. A lot's gone wrong. The quarterback's hurt. You thought he was the future. You thought you were going to playoffs. Now you're just trying to stay out of last place.
We know the feeling.
Yeah,
we know
the feeling. We got a seat right next for you, D, because we in that same boat.
Look forward to it. Hey, we appreciate your time very much so. It is D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Falcons beat writer at D. Orlando AJC. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, D.
Thank you, Mike and Mike. Have a great one. Happy Thanksgiving.
All righty.
You bet, buddy.
Same to you, buddy.
And it's 3:25 Sunday, Saints and the Falcons from Caesars Superdome. We'll take a break here, fans and the pro, with you till 6 o'clock tonight. Back after this here on WWL. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Mike Dottillier here at the Rouse's 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. So I know we don't have a whole ton of time here. The Falcons have played 2 overtime games this year.
Yep.
They played 3 overtime games last year.
Yeah.
They're 1-5. They're a field goal away this year, to being 6 overtime games. An extra point in New England to possibly being 7 overtime games in their last 23. Oh, my goodness. You know the Saints' last overtime game? 2021. Yeah. When we were coming back from Hurricane Ida against the Giants.
I remember that.
2021, they've had almost 7 in 23 games.
Well, if you were getting paid by the minute, that was pretty good
if
you were Falcons player. But, man, but to be 1-5, that's the kicker. That's the crux to the whole story. You haven't been able to win close games when everything sort of counted in those overtime situations. I want to see how they try to protect Kirk Cousins in this game. Because I think it's an easy game plan to say, put extra people on the line. It's not so much the outside pressure, but it's the interior stuff. They have a new center. Remember, Drew Dolman left that team, and he went to Chicago, and he's doing a hell of a job protecting Caleb Williams in the middle. But now with a new center, man, I'm attacking him.
Right.
Think of the drop-off they've had. Alex Mack, Drew Bowman, name me the center for the Falcons.
I don't know. Hold on a sec. They've got 2 guys that are questionable. Chris Lindstrom and Bergeron.
Okay, Chris and Matthew, they're going to be the 2 guards. Chris is unbelievable.
Ryan Neusel?
Neusel.
Yeah, Neusel. They 4 of their 5 offensive linemen every game this year. The other guy played 8 of 10. The Saints have had 6 different offensive line combinations. They've had the same 4 guys every game and the same 5 guys for 8 to 10.
Man,
that's amazing.
Chris Lindstrom is a warrior.
Yeah.
Man, he's one of the best guards in the business. Bacheron's been an all-potential guy. At times, he looks really good, and at times, not so much. But when you go from Alex Mack to Drew Dolman, and now you've got another guy. I think what he's got, maybe 8 starts or 9 starts in his pro football career. Man, I'm going after him, and he's the straight line to Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
I'm going to overload that middle, and I'm going to dare you to say Kirk can get the ball off quick enough.
Take a break. Don't forget LSU football, the interim head coach of show, Frank Wilson, and the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app at 7, Pelicans and Mavericks, 7:30 tip-off on the Big 8, 7 back after this.
Me and Herb Tyler.
That's
2
right.
2 o'clock tomorrow.
2 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to read that when we get back.
All right.
You want to read it? I'll read it.
No, I'm good.
Back after this. Stay with us. Welcome back. We're at the Rouse's 2900 Veterans. Come on out. 18 cents a pound sweet potatoes. Get everything you need for the fixings for Thursday and also for tomorrow. LSU takes on Western Kentucky Saturday, Tiger Stadium. Start the game at 2 o'clock with the man to my left, Mike Dettillier, and the kid that I covered when I was a sportscaster, Herb Tyler. It's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Come out and count down to the big game at Acme 16 Surround Sound TVs. The best drink specials. Great place to hang out and watch all of LSU and college football. All thanks to the good folks at MAP Construction. And then at 4:45, catch LSU's official pregame show. Kickoff at 6:45. Voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, and color analyst Jacob Hester. It's the Tigers against the Hilltoppers tomorrow. WWL streaming live on the free Odyssey app. I'll be at the Son of a Saint Gala tomorrow night. The live auction is tomorrow night. The silent auction is already underway. It's a great group. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, no question about it. And we have so many events happening.
Yeah.
Jen Hale's sideline pass is this coming Tuesday. It'll be at the Saints facilities. You can find out information on that. You can go to sidelinepass.org. And here at Rouse's, too, man, it's the Sazerac headquarters from Paris to New Orleans. Hey, if you want a few spirits over the weekend, of Thanksgiving, hey, they got it right here at Rouse's because it's the Sazerac headquarters.
I like that. Maybe we'll take some over to Paris next year when the Saints go over to Paris.
No, Bobby and I are fixing to go because you know why? We'll go there and to Monaco.
Okay.
Hey, Bear and I got this figured out.
Okay.
Now, some of them other guys.
Diana, I hope you listen to this.
They're on their own, but me and Bear are going.
My thanks to Rouse's. We thank them every week for all of their support. Thanks to Marcy and everybody for all they do here.
Thank you, Marcy. Tilly,
Luke, Augusta, Charlie, Long back in the booth again.
High school football,
lots going on. Saints and the Falcons on Sunday beat the Birds. And then we got the Pelicans and the Hawks tomorrow night. Thanks for listening, everybody. Fans of the Pro, have a good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.